السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال ايضا: وما ارسلناك الا رحمه للعالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو انكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو فيما تو وتروح بطانا، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. الحمد لله. All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillaha ta'ala haythuma kuntum. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us with a beautiful deen, a deen which has guided people across the globe. It was introduced to this ummah 1400 odd years back by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look into the history of Islam, it is unique by itself. It carries lessons after lessons. The situation, what the people of Islam has crossed from the time of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till this day, at times Islam was victorious, at times people of Islam faced challenging situations, at times they faced defeat by the hand, by the harm or etc. from the enemies of Islam. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand one thing, that today when we look back, After so many incidents from the time of Sahaba, from the time of Rasul to the time of Sahaba, from the time of Sahaba to Tabi'i, Tabi'ut Tabi'i, till this day those Muslims live in any part of the world, that the challenges of the challenges Muslim Ummah face. But today when we look back, it is still recorded as the fastest growing religion on this planet. We need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best, the most valuable thing, and it is the haq, my dear brothers in Islam. That's why Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَكَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. Allah is saying, the moment when the haq comes, the haq appears, the truth appears, the haq of this deen comes in front, the batil will vanish. And the nature of batil and falsehood, my dear brothers in Islam, the nature or the quality, that it will vanish and perish, and the haq will remain. When we look into the words of Quran and into the words of Muhammadur Rasulullah, when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains beautifully, and he says, the batil, the falsehood, other than Islam, other than Deenul Islam, my dear brothers in Islam, it is like the foam of the ocean. And when the way it may be seen that it is on top of the ocean, as if that foam has taken control of the ocean. But my dear brothers in Islam, the haq is like the wave. When that wave comes, the form will go away. So my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us with a deen, which is haq, which is the truth, and which Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, O people of the faith of Islam, you enter into Islam completely. You embrace this deen completely. You accept this deen completely. Every branch of this deen, every aspect of this deen that we should embrace, that we should welcome, we should take. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand the last few months, the challenges as a Muslim ummah that we have been facing in this beautiful island. We need to understand these things will happen. This is not the last, but it may continue one after the other. When there is honey, when there is flowers, that's where even the bee will go. So we need to understand, my dear brothers in Islam, that it is the truth that Allah has given us. It is the sign that Allah has kept on heart. And we as a Muslim ummah should be steadfast. We should be firm. We should be strong. My dear brothers in Islam, today when we say, when we talk about the challenges, what the Muslim ummah is facing, we always try to speak, my dear brothers in Islam, the harm that comes from outside. We will relate the incident of what the Jews have done, what the Christians have done. Yes, they did in the history of Islam, they are doing today. But my dear brothers in Islam, we should not forget a one enemy, that we should not forget that there is an enemy within us, that we need to realize, we need to understand. We take one hospital, that we take a hospital, we see the nurse and the doctor many a time with a mask and etc. to remove or they fear the germ which comes from outside. But we need to understand that there is a problem within us as a Muslim ummah. As long as we do not realize where we have gone wrong, what is that problem, what is that enemy and adawat within us, if we do not realize and understand and bring a change, my dear brothers in Islam, enemies from outside will keep on increasing. Enemies from outside will keep on increasing, because inside the Muslim ummah, inside ourselves, that we have a problem, we have a sickness, we have our own enemy. So we as a Muslim ummah need to realize this. Let us go back to the history of Islam. When we speak the dialogue of the harm and the challenges what the Muslim ummah faced, one of them was the Battle of Badr, my dear brothers in Islam. That the huge army, that they were in majority, they were in rule. The people of Mecca, the kuffar of Mecca, they were in rule. They had power, they had control, they had everything with them. Here a very small number of Muslims in Medina. At that time, people of Medina, there was no strong number of Muslims in Medina. But there was a very small number against huge odds and huge army. But my dear brothers in Islam, they are small in number, but their inside was perfect. Their inside, they understood who is their enemy. They took out that shirk away from their life. They took out the sins away from their life. They took out all the wrong away from their life. And they made their inside perfect. And my dear brothers in Islam, when they stood in Badr, they saw the help of Allah coming. يُمْدِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. That Allah is saying, 3,000 angels arrive in support, in help of the people of Islam, in help of the Sahaba, in help of Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers in Islam, because their inside was perfect, and the outside, the help of Allah started coming when they were confronted with many challenges. We need to understand as a Muslim ummah, even in Uhud, my dear brothers in Islam, so much of propaganda against Islam. In the battlefield, the shaitan came and gave so much of ideas to the people. But my dear brothers in Islam, We need to understand, a rumor spread in the battle of Uhud, inna Muhammadan qad qutila, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been assassinated. My dear brothers in Islam, Sahaba said at that moment, they were wondering what to do, because one side they could see the defeat of the Muslims, other side they are getting the message that the Prophet of this Ummah has been assassinated. But my dear brothers in Islam, even at that moment, when we look into the Sahaba, that their inside was perfect, my dear brothers in Islam, they stood against any harm or any animosity came from outside. Allah is saying, now our help start coming down. إِذِ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ, that a slumber came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba saying that we all were in a confused situation, but a sudden sleep overtook us, a sudden slumber overtook us, and it calmed our hearts, it settled our hearts, and then we were able to see what we should do and what activities that we must do at that moment. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, what we need to understand, we need to find the problem within us. When we make our enemy who is inside us, correct and perfect, the outside enemy will realize the value of Islam. We need to understand, my dear brothers, in Islam, there were so many battles, people who came to wage war with Muhammadur Rasulullah, went back with the Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. My dear brothers in Islam, there was one person who came in a war. He came and he embraced Islam. He asked, Ya Rasulullah, should I say the Shahada and defend Islam, or defend Islam and later I say the Shahada? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you say the Shahada and then you go for the defense of Islam. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, we need to understand that this Sahabi, this person embraced Islam, and that Sahabi, then he went, he had never made one salah in his life, he never made one sawm in his life, he was not any other ibadah he had not done in his life. After his Shahada, he ran into the defense line, my dear brothers in Islam, and then it was told, Ya Rasulallah, this person, this Sahabi, is martyred. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَمَلٌ قَلِيلٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَثِيرٌ. Very little amal this person did, but the reward in the eyes of Allah is abundant to this person. My dear brothers in Islam, let us put our inside right, because let us go back to the challenges in the history of Islam. That go to the battle of Hunayn, where Allah says, that وَلَكَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتُكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Lessons from the Quran. Lighting. Here, you all went to the battle of Hunayn, or the army who went to the battle of Hunayn. You all were in majority, you all had the power, you all had the strength, you all had more in number, but the enemies in Hunayn were few in number, but you saw defeat. Why, my dear brothers in Islam, is أَعْجَبَتْهُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, within you did not realize your problem. That you were confident with that power that you have. You were confident with the strength that you have. You were confident with the ability that you had. And you saw defeat in Hunayn. My dear brothers in Islam, in Badr, your Sahaba were minority. The others were in majority. But the victory was for Muslims. But in Hunayn, Sahaba were in majority and others were in minority, and they saw the defeat. What is that lesson that we gain from this incident? That we need to see the problem within us. My dear brothers in Islam, we can point the finger at any person. It is not because of them. It is not because of these people. No, my dear brothers in Islam. For years, they have seen the condition of the Muslims. We can say that all these things are happening because of jealousy. Because of that, no, my dear brothers in Islam. From our side, we could not realize the harm that we were doing to Islam. We were doing to the Muslims. Now they are being watching. Here there is opportunity. They come out. They make a loud noise. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand that things will happen. Situations will arise to the people of Iman. But understand, always in the history of Islam, whenever a problem came upon Islam and the Muslims, it took them one stage forward. It made them stronger. It made them realize where they have gone wrong. It gave them direction where they should make improvement. And that's how we saw the growth and the strength of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened Islam. That one after the other, stage after stage. So my dear brothers in Islam, today we as a minority, a small community, we have faced a huge challenge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not let go us. Allah's help was throughout. We know our condition. As the Arab poet says, Sahibul bayti adra bima fihi. The owner of the house knows what he has, what he does not have. What he can have, what he cannot have. We know that we may claim that we are economically like this, financially like this, but it is not in reality true, my dear brothers in Islam. We need to understand that we need to see where we went wrong, where we have gone wrong. If we do not perfect the inside, the outside world is going to be our enemy. The animosity will keep on increasing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, opened our eyes. We thought we have a history of over 1,000 years. We thought we are very strong. We thought we have no problems, such problems where the Western world was facing for ages. We thought those things will not knock our homes and our doors. But we did not realize where we were going wrong. We were unmindful. But my dear brothers in Islam, let us open our eyes. Let us take heed out of the incident. Let us study where we went wrong. My dear brothers in Islam, that's what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Even before Salah became compulsory, Saum became compulsory, Zakat became compulsory, Hajj became compulsory. He brought up a group of people known as As-Sahaba, As-Sabiqoon al-Awwalun. من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. He built a team. He brought a group of Sahaba who had the same mindset, that their hearts were united, their minds were united. They were on one mission. Their heart or their mind was not deviated. My dear brothers in Islam, here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built a united team called Sahaba. That's why he did not give them a different name, or they were not called with a different name. They were called as the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, he built a team who were united. Their inside was made perfect, so the outside world even today are praising them. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, this is what we need to realize. We as a ummah today must unite, bring our hearts together, bring our minds together. My dear brothers in Islam, whether we belong to, my dear brothers in Islam, whether we from a professional background, whether we from a political background, whether we from a religious background, whether we belong to any group, any organization, any party, my dear brothers in Islam, the demand today, we as a Muslim ummah should learn to work together, have a team work, build a team to work together. We all unite under Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Our differences, in the branches of deen that continued from the time of Sahaba, it will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Wa fi kullin khair, all has khair and barakat and good. May Allah bless all of them. But my dear brothers in Islam, today the demand for you and me, without passing comments, without shooting emails, we need to improve that, we need to improve this. What is the status of that? What is the status of this? We have enough people to give opinions. We need the ummah to be in action. It is not only giving opinion. We need the whole, the civil society, leaders of the civil society, ulama, scholars, all of us have to unite if we want to protect this deen for the next generation in this country. We have to unite. We have to forget all our differences. Let's learn from the incident and let's work towards a better development. May Allah, then we will see the help of Allah coming. We will see the nusrat of Allah coming faster than this, quicker than this, and Allah will strengthen Islam. People will understand. People will see inside Islam, and the animosity outside will come out of them. Because annasu a'da'un lima jahilu, that people are enemy. Why? Because they are ignorant of something. Because of their ignorance, that's why they are enemy. My dear brothers in Islam, I would like to relate a beautiful incident which took place at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in improving the inside of the Muslim Ummah. My dear brothers in Islam, Sumamah ibn Usal later became a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. He was from the leaders of Yamama. He had made intention to assassinate Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, one day he put ihram, or he made intention of Umrah in Jahiliyyah, or he made intention of Umrah, he was traveling towards Mecca. Here the group of Sahaba caught him on the way. They brought him to Masjid al-Nabawi. They tied him in one of the pillars. That pillar remains till today, that exact place, as a symbol in Masjid al-Nabawi. My dear brothers in Islam, here he was tied against that pillar. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he saw Sumama. He asked the Sahaba, do you know who you brought? They said, no, ya Rasulullah. This is Sumama ibn Usal, a leader in Yamama, a powerful personality, a wealthy person, an affluent person. He is the head of Yamama. You all have brought him as a prisoner. Ahsinu usarakum. Be nice while he is in his prison, imprisonment. My dear brothers in Islam, the history confirms, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushed to his house. He told his wife, ijma'u ta'amakum, collect all the food at home, bring all of them, and arsiluhu ila Sumama, send it to Sumama. He has been brought as a prisoner. To a prisoner, my dear brothers in Islam, look at the approach of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he ordered the camel of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he ordered it should be milk in the morning and evening, and that milk should be given to Sumama, later became radiallahu anhu. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, thereafter, following day, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and met him. And he asked, what is your idea, O Sumama? Sumama said, with regard to me, in the khair, I only have good. In taqutul, taqutul zadamin. If you kill a person like me, you are killing a very affluent person, and there will be consequences for it. In tashkur, in tuna'im, tuna'im ala shakirin. If you are nice and kind, and you release me, that means you are kind to a person who is grateful. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left him. Second day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him. He asked the same question. He said, I have the same answer. Third day, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him, spoke to him. He said, my answer have no changes. My dear brothers in Islam, understand. Thereafter Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Atliquhu Sumama. Leave Sumama, free him. Let him go. My dear brothers in Islam, here Sumama left Masjidun Nabawi. He went out, there was a well, he took a bath. He came back to Masjidun Nabawi. And he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear testimony there is none worthy of worship but Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. He embraced Islam. He said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your face was the worst face for me on this planet. Asbah al-yawm ahabba al-wujud ilayya. Today it has become the most beloved face to me. A person who has the intention of assassinating the Rahmatul Lil Alameen, who claims, O Muhammad, your face was the worst face for me on this planet, and today it has become the most beloved face to me. Your balad, Abghadul Biladi Ilayya, it was the worst city of Medina. Today it has become the beloved city to me. Your deen was the abghadul deen ilayya, that the worst religion to me. Today it has become the beloved religion to me. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have killed few people of Islam. Is there any punishment for me? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that by you embracing Islam, Allah has forgiven all the things that you have committed in the past. And thereafter, my dear brothers in Islam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, that I intended for Umrah, then only your people brought me here. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you can make a Umrah, but ala shari'ati Allahi wa rasooli, upon the shari'at of Allah and Rasul. He sent him, Sumama radiallahu anhu, went to Mecca. It was majority, it was in the control of the people of Mecca, who were not Muslim at that time. Here Sumama entering with Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. My dear brothers in Islam, just imagine in days that he enters Makkah boldly saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The Quraysh of Makkah was shocked that what happened to Sumama. One youngster took an arrow to shoot him. At that moment, the Quraysh said, do not attack him. All our food supply coming from Yamama, coming from Sumama, who's the head of Yamama, that do not attack him. If you attack him, we will die in hunger. My dear brothers in Islam, here Sumama ibn Usal radiallahu anhu makes his Umrah, completes his Umrah, no one disturbed. Then he came to the heads of Quraysh and he told, O Quraysh, that they asked, have you renounced the religion of your forefathers? He said, I have chosen a religion which is better than my religion of the forefathers. Ittaba'tu Muhammada. I am following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers in Islam, thereafter he said, until all of you follow the deen of Muhammad, not one grain of rice or one grain will come to y'all from Yamama. And he goes back to Yamama. My dear brothers in Islam, he stopped all supply to Mecca at that time. Thereafter, my dear brothers in Islam, here the Meccans rushed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They expelled Rasulullah. They sent Rasulullah out of Mecca. They sent the army to kill Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they are running to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for help. Please tell Sumama that to supply food for us. We are suffering. on request of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the food supply continued back to Makkah from Yamama. My dear brothers in Islam, what is that beautiful lesson that you and me have to carry? We would have doing our ibadat, our amalus salihah, but our external activity, our akhlaq, our sifat, my dear brothers in Islam, understand very clearly that our actions need a change and a development. Nobody can say we are perfect. Every person needs to understand, how can I improve? How can I show my Islam? How can I perfect my inside so that the outside world will understand what is Islam, and we can conquer their hearts where Islam conquered in the incident of Sumama by rifaq, by love, by kindness, by care. My dear brothers in Islam, a Bedouin Arab urinated inside Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him, let him complete his need, because it can harm him. Thereafter what did he say? Bashiru, bashiru wala tunaffiru, yassiru wala tu'assiru, bu'istum muyassirin, walan tuba'asu mu'assirin. Give glad tidings to people. Show the best part of you. So, do not chase them away from Allah and Rasul. Make things easy on people. Do not make things difficult upon people. My dear brothers in Islam, these were the incidents conquered the hearts of the enemies of Islam. They came in groups when the ayat was revealed. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. The Mecca, they were taken out. They were came back to Mecca. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sahaba. Allah is saying, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you can see today that groups of people are rushing towards Islam, are coming into Islam. One after the other started embracing Islam because they saw, they understood previously the light of Islam. They waited for that opportunity. When the Makkah was conquered, they started coming into Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, that it is our opportunity today. Let us bring a change. Let us unite as a Muslim Ummah. Let us plan how our future will remain. Let us put our hearts, minds, opinions together. And the ulama and the professional world, ulama and the civil society, ulama and the leaders of the Muslim community, we are one ummah. Let us come into common understanding as a ummah and let us start working together. And my dear brothers in Islam, let us have a dialogue of our weaknesses within us and without shooting common emails, without giving our weaknesses to others in order they may harbor upon it. So my dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. It has guidance for everything at this situation. Let we as a ummah unite, build our bond and our love, and take Islam forward for the world to understand. Whatever we have spoken, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and istiqamah to continue upon them.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.